Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Where does L'chaim come from, Chevra? Who calls out their guys in yeshiva? I say, Savim, whatever I say, people call out. There are two times in yeshiva that guys do something and the visitor thinks, what, Leitzanus? And it's not Leitzanus. By Havdalah, people laugh. At what point do they laugh? The guys go, that's a minhag svard. It's a very holy minhag. There's a reason for the laugh, but that I'm not talking about, which is another way of saying I don't know. But what I want to talk about is people say l'chaim. You ever heard this, JJ? At Kiddush and Yeshiva, you'll hear guys have a minhag. You've ever heard this, Avi? People say, that was a beautiful davening. That's very warm. Thank you. People say, you've heard this. You know where it comes from? People say in yeshiva, Yuri, they say, Savrim, and then people say, L'chaim. L'chaim, they call up. That comes from Bezdin. Bezdin. So, you know where it comes from, Shimon? You know where it comes from? The minna comes from because Bezdin, when they were paskening whether a guy was chayiv misa or not, they would say, Savri, Marana, tell me what you hold, and the Savri, tell me your svara. And the Bezdin would respond either l'chayim or l'mavis. Life or death. It was the Psak of Bezdin, the Gemara says. So this guy is making Kiddush. It happens to be the head of Adam Rishon. Some say Deitz Hadas, some say was Yayin, was grapes. So here he's about to make Kiddush. Wine can kill and wine can save. So he says, Savrim Ranan, Chevra, what do you hold? And the Oilim says, L'chaim for life. L'chaim, for life. Yehuda wants to start doing it now. We're saying L'chaim. It should be for life. What do you hold, Chevra? L'chaim, for life. Wine can kill, and wine can also save. And we're saying, Savrim Ranan, what do you hold? L'chaim. It should be for life. JJ, how can wine kill? What does wine represent? Tanugi Oil Mazed, the pleasures of this world. And they can kill us. How many people are lost running after nothingness? And the pleasures of this world could save our life. They bring us to God. You drink something like, thank you, Hashem. Could save our life. It can create life, the pleasures of this world. So Yayin could be Lumavis, it could be L'chaim. People get intoxicated and run away from their worries. But there's a need to drink, has a very deep want to be larger, to escape, to be more. So people could use Yayin to run away, or they use Yayin to get drunk, to get drunk on Purim, to get more, to acquire more. So that's what you say, Savrim Rana Rabbi Say.
Bro, fill in the queue. Come on.
Good to know, right?
So
you heard what Shimler said. When a guy they would kill, they would give him wine to ease the pain. So that wine was Lamavis. Now you're drinking wine. Why? L'chaim, for life. We're not running away. Now you can only make L'chaim Purim. If you're the type who drinks to run away, don't say L'chaim. L'chaim means that I'm drinking a little bit, but only because I want to access me. Not to run away. It's a different type of intoxication. If your drinking is to run away, don't you dare say L'chaim. That's L'mavis. Now don't say L'mavis. A guy's going to say L'mavis. A guy who's doing before marijuana, a guy should say L'mavis. He's running away to death. L'chaim is a ichvil levin. I want to live. I want to access. I want to find deeper places. L'chaim. It's good to know, right, Shmuel? I want to share, there's a lot of things I want to do today, but I want to start with the pshat on Megillas Esther. We're headed right to the holy day of Purim, and we spoke a little bit about Shalach Manas. I want to tell you a word on Megillas Esther that's an idea. A Jewish singer was ma'ira me this pshat. The cash I had way before I heard this Jewish singer. He was ma'ira me on a pshat. I want to share the pshat with you. We'll see what the chevra holds. Mordechai says to Esther, Hamalke, he wants to convince her to risk her life for our people. Now, it's not just, I'm not going to argue with Esther this year on this. I don't want to debate it right now. I say when Esther Amalka went into the king, what, you agree with me? I thought you agreed with me over here. You were little kids, you learned the story wrong, so I'd like to update your story. I'm going to say it Biramiza because you don't say these things publicly. Esther Amalka.
If it will happen, It could have.
Esther Amalka, when she went into Achashverosh, the story you learned as a kid, you didn't fully understand it. Esther Amalka was a married lady. She was married to Mordechai Tzadik. Now a guy was ma'anis her. A guy forced her to live with him. Now, is she mutter, if a lady is mizana, midaita, if a lady has nus, she is forbidden to the one she has nus with, and she's forbidden to her husband. If a lady's over eishes ish, echad lebal v'echad lebayil, she is usher to her husband forever, if a lady's mizana. Was Esther Amalka allowed to go back to Mordechai? Absolutely yes. Why? Because she was an Ines. It was against her will. When she went in willingly, what she was prepared to do is to say, you didn't learn this as a kid because you were a kid and weren't told, but you're an adult now. When she went in to Achashverosh, she was going in saying, I'm your wife and I'm willing to do something. I'm willing to be with you. If he agreed and was with her, she was giving up her husband. So the act was much bigger than you thought as a youngster. Wow. Because she was permanently, she was risking her life. And that he might have pity on her, might not. But even if he had been with her, she went in willingly. She was saying goodbye to her husband for the Jewish people. She was giving up. She was willing. Now, Rav Ezi only points out correctly that we don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. But she was willing to go in willingly. She was giving up her husband for the Jewish nation. Does everybody understand that?
She's not really doing it. She's not really doing it because of the Jewish nation. It's not her.
That's her. La-Lacha. No, so, Kasha. So, Yehuda asks. Yehuda's great. Yehuda says she's going in. Ah, the night of Yehuda. I'm going to explain. Let's explain. One second. So Yehuda has a Shiloh. Yehuda has a Shiloh. Avi, Chevra, listen to what Yehuda asked. Yehuda asked brilliantly, but she was saving Klal Yisrael, so she is an Ines. The night of Yehuda was asked the following Shiloh, my friends. There's a true story. A group of bandits kidnapped a whole bunch of Yidden. About 30 Yidden were kidnapped. And this was a common thing. They were traveling, and their whole caravan was kidnapped by bandits who stole every penny they owned and had them all locked up, JJ. They then overheard the bandits say that we're going to kill all these 30 Jews. Their life was going to die. There was a lady amongst them who decides that she wants to save I'm saying, sit next to me. He's speaking soon. He's speaking.
Yeah, but he's not every day a Kaaba.
So what happened was, Chevra, is 30, JJ, you hear this? A poor guy comes to the yeshiva. They tell these horror stories. JJ's, I'm at him. We have nightmares here. 30 in with kidnaps, the way it went down, JJ. And a lady amongst the Chevra said that she wants to save the other 29 yidden. She seduced the head bandit. She got in with him. Did an avera. She was a married lady. And she saved. He liked her. And she got all 30 yidden saved. It was asked to the Neid of Yehuda, is she mutter to go back to her husband? Do you say her life was on the line? So that's called forced. Or do you say she went willingly? The guy didn't say, let's do an aveir, otherwise I'll kill anybody.
When was her life on the line?
They all heard that all 30 were going to die.
Including her.
Including her. So she went in to save all their lives. Says the Neid of Yehuda, she's forbidden for her husband forever. That's not called an einus. If he said, I'll kill you guys unless you do an aveir, so she's an einus. He wasn't thinking about an aveira. He just was going to kill them. So she did her own aveira. The Neid of Yehuda says she's forbidden to her husband. Yeah, Shmuel? Isn't that weird? If the guy would say to her, I'll kill you or do an aveira, she'd be mutter to her husband. But the guy didn't force to do an aveira. But he didn't ask to do the aveira. That was her plan. It's fascinating. Shmuel's like bothered by. Ooh, now you ask real kashas.
So you're asking
a kasha stem that it's yar val yaver. It says Esther Karka Olam. There's a discussion. The Neid of Yehuda asks, how did Esther go in? The Neid of Yehuda asks your kasha. It's not called an Ines. How does she go in? What? You give up your life for the big three. He's supposed to give up your life. The Neid of Yehuda says two terutzim with Esther Amalka, how she was allowed to do this. He says, Atzalas Kol Yisrael was some heter, saved the entirety of our people, or it was Alpi Nevuah. Mordechai had told her to go in. Now the bottom line is, Yehuda, is that Esther Amalka went in and gave up her, she was willing to give up her husband. Now, Mordechai who's convincing Esther to do this heroic deed, says to Esther Amalka, Mi yodea, who knows im le'es kazais or la'ais kazais, he got la'malchus. Who knows? I need a speaker. Who has control of this guy? Who has control? And you know how to make a shit of guys? Could guys make a shit off their phone? Let me explain this song, Chevra. Listen, Chevra. So Mordechai says, JJ, listen to this. Mordechai says to Esther, who knows im le'es kezois he got la'malchus? Who knows if this is why you came to the queen's palace? Now, any teenager, what would they say to you? Who knows why you're in the queen's palace? A teenager would answer full of cynicism, you think? Hello, every first grader knows that's why she became queen. Why does Mordechai say, you know, mi idea, who know? He should say, Esther, you know why God made you queen? Aha, you were queen for this moment. Obviously, this is the Hashgacha. Any first grader who reads the Megillah story, it's an aha moment. Ah, that's why she became queen. Yeah. Mordechai doesn't say that's why you became queen. He says, who knows? Mi yodea, who knows if this is why you're queen? JJ, it troubled me for years. Why does Mordechai say mi yodea, who knows? He should say, this is why you're queen. Of course, this is why. Duh. This is why you're queen, because you could say, does the kasha bother you, Maish? I think it's weird to say, maybe you became, he should say, Esther, I have figured it out. Both of you and I know that you're queen, so you could save the Jewish
Before
people.
She went in.
He's convincing her to go in. So he says to her, I don't know, maybe you'll
I thought he wasn't with her as she was going.
He was speaking to her, they weren't living together, but he still talked to her, and he said, who knows, maybe he became queen. Maybe? You think this is why she became queen? I think so. So why does he say maybe? Why does he say mi yodea? Who knows?
Yeah, but we only know after the fact that that's why.
But isn't that...
Once they see the whole story, that they end up getting saved, and maybe they were going to get killed.
I hear. But wouldn't that be the... Wouldn't you say that's why...
I don't know, because I know the end of the story.
So Yehud then, as he intelligently say, maybe it was supposed to Klaiso would have gotten killed. So you don't know anything. So for most years, the pshat I learned is the whole Purim story is that Hashem runs the world and we know nothing. Because things we think are bad are good are bad. So I always learn pshat like Ezi, who knows? I don't know anything.
Wow.
And the whole Purim story is, Miyadeyach Veis Garnish. Hashem runs the world. We don't know anything. So that's what I always thought he said, mi yodea. But it's a bad pshat. He should say,
shot.
This is why. He should tell her, this is
why. That's not pshat. Why that's so cute.
Daniel, you like the kasha? Who knows it? Like aloe. It's such a funny waves. He should say, le'es kazais, he got l'malchus. This is why Esther... I have a sneaky suspicion this is why you're queen. Like, he says, mi yodea, who knows? He should say, Esther, le'es kazais, he got l'malchus.
We never know.
So you never know anything, but he should tell her, it's true.
So you agree.
But I'm bothered to say mi yodea here. He should say, this is why you're queen. I think that you're queen for this reason. He says, mi yodea, what? No, for sure they held it's allowed. He told her to go in. So for sure he held it was allowed. So my kasha maish is, why did he say mi yodea? It bothers me.
He doesn't know if you're allowed to risk your life right
now. He knew
now.
He was telling her to go in. He was telling her to go in.
How she had to...
But in telling her to go in, he said mi yodea. I rest the kasha, it bothers me. Like, who knows? Now, I agree. He couldn't... Rabbi say, JJ, I'm makir, as he's right, that we don't know for sure. I don't think that's how you talk. You say, this is why, mi yodea, does anybody know? To me, like, troubling, even if he says, le'es kazais, he got malchus, it means, I think, echmein. Mi yodea, like, who knows? It's such a funny thing, it's like a sarcastic, who knows? It's just like pashut, if a guy has the opportunity that it's the pashtus they could save, so it's quite likely this... Mistama.
It's
Yeah, that's why does he say like who knows? Ani chashev shele'ez kazeis. I think I do know. Like I think so. You know, le'ez kazeis is his opinion. This you know they say on shows this is not the opinion. You know, if you have an opinion piece, the owners of the paper do not like. Like a disclaimer here, yeah, it's what Mordechai is just saying. I want, you know, it's only my opinion. I hear, but give your opinion. By the way, he's selling her to give up her husband, to give up her life for the Jewish nation. So tell her, I this is why. Now, he's not 100% sure. The mi yodea struck me for years. Huh?
Oh,
nice. It says that the reason he didn't divorce is divorce has a coil, and he did not want her, did not want Ahasuerus to know she was married to him for various reasons. That's why he didn't divorce her.
Right, well, I'm going to say it's 12 months early, so he doesn't know for a fact this is the right thing to do, like the right Rebbe's friend.
Yeah, because he told her to do it, because he told her to do it.
He doesn't know, but the right thing is obviously he can unfold during 12 months. And maybe
nice, because okay. Yeah, but he's whole, this is what he holds. Does he 100%?
He doesn't know.
Well, not 100% anything. It strikes me on this advice You say la'es kazais, that's what I hold. You say la'es kazais, that's what he holds. That's why she's there. You don't know anything, but probably. Yosef, so for years I had this kasha. Now, I had this kasha, why he says la'es kazais, he got l'malchus, a very, very strong kasha, I think. Personally, my... There's a singer, Ma'ilach Kohn, I'm going to play the song in a minute, and he has a song, on when it says, La'es Kezois Higata L'Malchus, that this is the reason that you got there. He says on everybody's challenges, that he says, you should always know, you think, we all think that Nisyonis that come up is like an interruption in our life. And he says, maybe whatever I'm going through now is the reason I am here. The difficulty is not like shocks. It was the reason you're here is for the difficulty itself. Now he says something. He says, maybe whatever you're going through now is the reason you're here. For sure what I'm going through now is the reason I am here. Meaning on my things, I'm allowed to say pshat. What I'm going through now is the purpose of my life. On your things, I have no right to tell you what the purpose of your life is. So maybe he says pshat, a chiddush, that Mordechai can't tell Esther why she's there. Now he could say mi yodea. I can't tell you why you're going through what you're going through. I could tell you what I'm going through, what I'm going through that I could experience. I can't tell you your experience. You know, somebody has to feel their own experience. He says mi yodea, and you decide why you're. I can't tell you why you're here. On my things I could say, on your things I can't. That's my lachkon's pshat. I'll play the song to you, but then I want to hear. Shloima, we have a lot to do today. Listen to this beautiful song, Chavra. Shalom, let's go. Shh. Listen to this gorgeous song. I think it's stunning. One year Purim, I spent 3 hours vibing to this song. You ever heard this song?
That's the heart of a
I'm are going through now is the reason that you are here.
Maybe whatever
you are going through now is the reason that you are here.
For sure.
I don't know. Let you over here. Shut up.
Sevi laughs actually killed it. Yeah.
Whatever you are going through now is the reason that you are here. Maybe whatever you are going through now is the reason
that you are here.
Whatever you are going through now is the reason that you are here.
For sure.
Stark read.
Chevra, I'd like to introduce.
That was Hamid's song.
I'd like to introduce. I asked Shloima to share with the Chevra today. I told you I would sing. I sang along with Milo. I thank Milo for accompanying me today and singing with me. I sang with my own ears here. I don't know how to play yet, but I did sing with Mailuch, so I kept my part of the deal. I sang with Mailuch. I want to ask Shloima to share, and I want to say to the Chevra that I am in Zeicha to be close to Shloima for many, 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 many years. He's a person who has a very, very clear way of thinking and thinks through things a lot. And the way I've watched over the years, he learns his own sugya of his life, is incredible. Things aren't just done, they're like processed and studied and thought about. And he brings himself places with that. It's not just doing things, it's like working with things that we're doing. A very, very cool process of connecting to things that he does, of understanding. He has a very, very cool understanding of things. Very cool perspective of things. His humor, all his friends, we all love Shlomo's sense of humor, is magnificent. A lot of his humor is a very, very intelligent and cool way of seeing things. When he expresses, hilarious. But what's not funny, what's extremely inspiring, is a very, very worked on person. And all of us who are fortunate to be his chaver have gained from being around a sincere, authentic, good person. His talents have been so given over to others, and the way, if Shlomo wanted to hold his singing to himself and just make it all about himself, he could do that. It's like so shared, it's so shared with others and given to others. Really, really remarkable the way he shares his talents. I'm sorry? I did announce in front of a few hundred people that he is eligible, but...
but he hasn't started it yet. I'm eligible, but I haven't started it. How many? Not from how many?
I should ask some of his friends to introduce him. I won't put them on the spot now. I said yes.
Rally.
I said yesterday, people are going to stop coming if I put too many people up, to forcing people on the spot. I shouldn't worry. Hootie's back and Shmuel's back, so didn't chase them. See, you tie and I should put Relly on the spot.
I need a day to prepare.
We might hold you to that tomorrow.
I'm not going
to come. But really, without further ado, let's hear some. It could be Divrei Bracha, Divrei Torah. Could be a joke. Let's hear Shlomo's sweet voice. Without further ado, Shlomo Guri.
I just wanted to double down on what Raikilis was saying yesterday about like the boys and how fortunate we are to have each other. And it's like it's really, really, really awesome. Like we left after 12th grade and like we didn't know if we would ever spend time together again. Like we're like back together and we've expanded to like a large squad. It's like it's awesome. And yeah, I'm just like I feel fortunate. Like we're just like everybody here. I just feel like together and close to everybody here. And it's just like amazing that like Hashem just keeps on like bringing us together and close. Even like Chaim this year, like it stunk for him, you know, that he got like sent out of Israel. But like I got to be with him. Like Hashem's just been bringing like all the people I love together, and it's like I feel very fortunate and happy and lucky, and like I'm just really happy to get to know everybody here. This is like just a quality group of people I get to spend the year with, and it's amazing. Akivo is like in Israel. I used to sense his craving for like to be with the boys, and I feel like it may have like a God listened to just his craving. He probably davened for it too, but it's like there's just like this like feeling of like whoa, we got this, you know. This is like we get to be together, and I hope that Hashem just keeps on bringing us all together, and yeah, just all of us, just yeah.
I said this by Lashon Hara, but I'll say again, because Shlomo said that Yehuda Schwimmer came in to the hockey team on last night. And to me, there's something so cool, the loyal friend who came back and just came to cheer on the squad and to lead the whole yeshiva to cheering and celebrating for friends. Anybody you saw after the game, there was cheering, and there was another squad of wonderful people who were playing a game. The crowd did no negative cheering, zero. There wasn't anything, it was just positive. After the game, the other squad was skating by the stands, waving, not in any derogatory. I was expecting, like, take that, some middle fingers, and you know, it's all different, not at all. They were skating by like this, thumbs up, nodding, thanking, like literally expressing that was cool, you guys like each other. Like literally expressing it, a tremendous respect. I don't know if I've ever seen that. that guys cheering their brains out for a squad. Now, it never was negative to the other squad, which is a big part of it. It never felt like a fight. It never felt like, whoa, the bad guys and the good guys. It felt like a group of friends who love their friends. After the game, you saw this, Mish. The other team waving, but not waving like, take that, like, in your, no. Like, and they were very clearly showing, like, respect. Wow. They gave, you saw the same thing, thumbs up, like this, and waving and thanking, like a certain appreciation. You guys really like each other. And that's what it felt last night. That is not a shell. It's fun. We had a blast the whole school of a hockey game. We experienced love, connection, friendship. Donny Cohn, I read it by Lashon Hara, wrote. He wrote me a letter on the way home. I can read you a little part of it. Donny Cohn wrote about coming last night, and this classy person who came to cheer on his friend. It's amazing what the hockey team and the whole yeshiva accomplishes in sports. On the way home, I was feeling a lot of emotions, and he starts writing a lot of the feelings, and he says, when the basketball team lost in the playoffs, I knew what Rebbe meant, that it's a spiritual journey and leaves and lasts for eternity. After tonight, I feel it again. I feel an entire team, yeshiva family, coming together, competing together, growing together, cheering each other on, and giving each person their place on the team and in life. I grew leaps and bounds tonight in amazing ways. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come out and be part of it. Let's keep winning. And that's what Donny Cohn wrote about last night. And I, he has a married guy with a daughter and came out. He's part of a community. He's part of a team, a part of a group that supports each other. It's much, much deeper than hockey. I saw the whole school like rally around Rami Singh. I saw his parents come, family members come, just the whole school like being excited for a guy's success. For a guy's battles, for guys. I saw when Gershi Liff scored that goal, like the whole place. I don't see him in the room right now, but this is not a flattery. What was a very, very real thing. A school loves a guy, but real is into a guy, cares about a guy, and just celebrates our friend. The day after we won the semifinals and Eli Freeman walked to the base mesh and people stood up and cheered for him, we like each other and celebrate each other and appreciate each other's strengths. It's just such a cool support, such a cool, the friendship that we see here is so real and so much deeper than sports. It just runs deep with people liking each other, being there for each other, caring. I've watched Shalom Coco. He's the level, he's from the great fans of all time. The best fans, you could write, we should have a Hall of Fame list of the greatest supporters of our team. Chaikel will be right at the top of this Hall of Fame list. Shalom Coco will be right at the top. Hootie Kayla should be right at the top of this list. To watch, what'd you say? Naftali Fagan. Hootie, Chaikel, Shalom, Naftali Fagan, at the top of the list. Of people that are just there going nuts for their friend, cheering their friend on. That's crazy. But real, authentically, and caring, and a care. Who, Revezi, anointing somebody in the hall?
Relly bodies are.
You did last night?
Yeah.
Really? So Relly, he gets.
There's another goal on bodies.
So Relly gets on the Hall of Fame list. He deserves any Hall of Fame list. Relly Greenwald just been voted on the Hall of Fame. Ironic, like we're cheering on and he can't cheer on being voted on the Hall of Fame list for cheering. Okay. I grew up Heichel down to cheer Relly for being voted on the Hall of Fame. Yeah. Do you have a video of him? Can I see it? I didn't see it.
What's your shirt? This one? The first one?
The first one, yeah.
Okay, so we have a title.
Right? Oh my goodness.
It's a
real deal.
Should we show a video of Shelby? We got Ashi to show.
He crowd surfed after we tied it 3-3. He's riding on the crowd. Who carried him? You were carrying him?
You like put him down. You let him down.
No warning, just my bad.
That's were you the man that like let him down?
We have to learn that song, Mi Idea, but you know who had it down, who played it for the Chevra? Zevi Lax. Zevi Lax learned the song.
Yeah, yeah.
He
played it
for Schmack.
It's not easy to play.
Knows the song? Nope. You knew that song, Martha, Mi Idea?
From Previous Years.
Oh, good, good, good. So I like that song a lot.
Who knows it?
La Ice Kazai Sigato.
I wanna
share. I did not plan on saying this today. The Mi Idea, I plan to introduce the song because I don't want to be a liar. And yesterday I said Shlomo will speak and I will sing. So I wanted to introduce Mi Idea and I sang and Shlomo spoke. So we have the speaking and singing. But I want to, but once I mention the Mi Idea, I want to tell you a verse that I've said other years, but I'm not saying what I said last year. I'm saying something this year, so please listen. And what I want to tell you is something. My Rebbe needs refuah. And there's a schus when somebody needs a refuah. The Chavetz Chaim, when Naftali Trapp was sick, used to tell over stories about the Granat. And he held that it was a schus refuah shleima, zecher tzaddik lebracha, mentioning the tzaddik gives a bracha. So the Chavetz Chaim said that if I tell over stories about the Granat, it will bring a refuah shleima. So if I tell over stories about my Rebbe, Yechiel Yitzchak Ben Leah, it will be a rizchus zecher tzaddik, the mentioning of a tzaddik lebracha gives bracha. So I'm going to tell you a verse from my Rebbe, and it should be a schus. If you like this verse and it leaves an impact on you and it leaves an impact on me, it should be a schus refuah shleima. Now, when you say over an old verse, don't. Because if you're saying over last year's verse, no. Don't say over like an old, you know, people say over like they have their go-to verse. I don't care if you say the same verse 1,000 times. Just be present to it. I promise you. I'm about to learn a piece from my Rebbe. I am learning it like I never learned it before. I am not saying, and by the way, when you do this, you find new nuances. Ein beis medrash b'li chiddush. When you're present, you're a different guy than when I said it the last time. I'm a different person. So I want to feel the vert and I want to share something, but present, not what I said. Yes, I want to say it this year. So I want to share something present that I heard from my Rebbe, and I want to hear it from my Rebbe again. So here goes. My Rebbe asked the following bomb kasha. It's one of the strongest kashas on the Megillas Esther, but you got to grow up. You got to learn the Megillah sophisticated and now. If you learn the Megillah now, one of the strongest kashas is Mordechai says to Esther, in what month did he send her in? What month was it when he sent her in to the king? It was in Nisan. It was on Pesach. It was right, it was on Pesach. And he says to Esther Amalkin, Chodesh Nisan, that I'd like you to go into the king. Now, what do the guards do if you go to the king when you are not called? They kill you. Yeah, when I was your age, I was skeptical. She's the wife, she's not getting killed. But you know nothing about the king, about how palaces worked. All the kings and queens were nervous. They were very nervous because in history, many, many kings were knocked off and they didn't have the instruments we have today to see if they're guns. They didn't have all the equipment we have today. And guards were instructed, if anybody comes near the king, it is not called, you don't ask questions, you kill the person. They were most worried about the king's brother, his sister, his wife, his mother-in-law, and his daughter-in-law. Because all in history, repeatedly, people very close to the king killed the king. That repeated itself in history. and they had a rule, nobody comes without Rishus to the king. We're not like asking and inquiring, because the king could be killed by the time we find out. Nobody comes near the king without Rishus, no exceptions. To Esther to go into the king, she had no Rishus, he did not call her. The guards killed, they don't ask questions. She's the queen, they're most nervous. The whole law was meant for her, because they're nervous the queen will kill the king and take over the country.
Love it.
So the fact that she went in not being called was crazy. But for a nace, she would have been killed. It happened to be Achashverosh saw her coming, said to the guard, don't you dare touch her. If a miracle didn't happen that Achashverosh saw at that moment, Esther Amalka would have been dead. So Mordechai says to Esther Amalka, Nisan, go into the king. For one, she's risking her life. The guard Pashtus will kill her. For two, if Achashverosh lived with her, she gave up her husband, because she went in willingly. She would have been usher to her husband forever. When was Haman planning on killing the Jewish people?
In 11 months.
In Adar, the next year, 11 months later. 11 months later, Haman was planning. In 11 months later, he had sent messages out to all the armies, to Amalek, to all the Jew haters across the world, attack the Jewish people. It took time to gather everybody. The plan was in Adar, 11 months later, to destroy the Jewish people. Mayor, there are 11 months to go. She's the queen. The king may call her in. If the king calls her in, she could speak to the king whatever she wants. He did the most bizarre thing. He says to Esther Amalka, go into the king. Give up your life. Pashta, she dies, and we lose the great hope. She's the great Jewish hope. The great Jewish hope is Esther Amalka. She's in the palace. She's our hope. For all those smiling, know there was a boxer, the great white hope. If you don't know boxing, you don't know who he is. If you know boxing, you know who he is. But the hope of the Yidden, she's in the palace. She's in the palace, and if Achashverosh calls her in, she could say whatever she wants. And by the way, she never would be usher to Mordechai. She didn't go in willingly. Why, pray tell, JJ, did Mordechai tell Esther to go in Nisan? Wait, it's illogical. She should say to him, Mordechai, wait, I might be called in. And when I'm called in, by the way, if there was a month to go, if it was Chodesh Kislev, Teve Shvat, right before Adar, so I get it. Okay, time's running out. She has to go in and risk her life. 11 months to go? See what happens. It was one of the strangest moves I've ever seen. Why in the world did he tell her go in to speak to Achashverosh? Wait, my Rebbe's kashas a pella. It's a pella of the Megillah. It's one of the strongest kashas I've heard on Megillah's Esther. Are you a bomb kasha? It's a pella. Kiva, a good kasha. You ever heard this kasha? My Rebbe's a kasha. Yidi, a good kasha. Avi, it's a pella. What's he sending her in? And then she's dead if she goes in.
Didn't Esther and have that wait. Question? That was, I mean, essentially Esther's question, is
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So what was Mordechai's cheshbon? Yisrael, you hear this bomb, Kasha? You hear the Kasha? She goes in not being called. What do the guards do to her? They take her head off. And he might call her in. It's 11 months to go till the Xeris Haman kicks into effect. Crazy. And if he calls her in, there's no risk. He calls her in, she speaks her mind. Why is he saying? You know the song. Everybody knows the song. I need like the crazy love you, Mel Zeshle Shemyim.
Okay.
Play the song. Maybe you just don't know. Play the song. I haven't been called to the king in a month.
Do you know what song or something?
Yeah, Ariel. What's it called? What's the song called?
You know this song. I know a version of it.
She said, I haven't been called in 30 days. Wait, I went away to...
She has 11 months to be called.
Bloody move. I want to tell you, my Rebbe said an amazing pshat, but I first... Maybe if you heard the words... Listen. So my Rebbe said like this. My Rebbe said, chat. Menach, you remember this kasher, right? Who do you remember my Rebbe's chat, right? No, the kasher you like? Obviously. Kasher's a player. Can I tell you a story, Chevra? I want to tell you a story. I drove an hour and a half. A guy had left yeshiva, and I wanted to convince him to come back. And I drove an hour and a half, 2 hours. I was an hour from his house, an hour 10. I drove to his house, and I wanted to tell him to come back. I called him up, and I said, I want to come to your house. He said, talk on the phone. I said, no. I already drove to it. I want to come to your house. He didn't let. He said, no. He said, I will not talk to your house. Why didn't he want me to come to his house? And why'd I drive to his house? If you over the phone, yes. If you over the phone want to convince somebody something, say there. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It doesn't have impact. If you give up a lot for something, and you say something, there's power. If I drove 3 hours to his house, I have something to tell him. I promise he takes it seriously. He knows that. You're not come to talk to me driving here. Tell me over the phone. I don't want power behind your words. If you mean something and feel something, a guy in yeshiva wants to ask his parents something, like serious, and drives 2 hours home, says, Mom, I want to ask you something. I came up there, and then walks back in the car and drives back to yeshiva. What he asks is, well, you mean this. It's not cute. It's not like, okay, you know, is it possible? Okay, beseder. My Rebbe said that if Esther asked Achashverosh, my people are being threatened, I feel so bad, when she was called in, he would have said, give me a list of your 10 best friends, I'll save them. Beseder, I hear Esther. Chill out. He said that the only way her words had power, he knew she just gave up her life. She should have been killed. You don't wink, wink. You don't make nice. You don't. He looked, whoa. She said, my people. My people. Shelasi bakashasi. I want to ask for my people. Those words are like, wow. That's what your people mean to you. She gave up her life. He knew it. What? That's power behind the words. My Rebbe said that Mordechai understood that if she goes in, it has no power. It's like a stupid. That's not the ishtadlus to go in. When he calls her and she said, she's all my poor people. I said, I hear, must be so hard, Esther. Give me a list of 30. I'll give you 60. Give you 100. Tell me your community you like best. She risked her life. That has power to her words. There's many things in our own lives that this comes up. If you hold something and something means something to you, you give to it, your words have power. Otherwise, your words are empty words. But say that, hear what you're saying. You give to this, you brought for this, you give up your life for this, you've added power to your words. Your words mean something. That example of driving, you have something you want to tell parents. And I think maybe your kids should have another year of learning in Eretz Yisrael. You say it on the phone. It's like, oh, that's so sweet. That's so cute of you. Drive to their house. Give 5 hours. Give $1 million to the thing. Bring it. Pay for it. Give to it. Now your words have power. Now your words mean something. True with our own kids. Many a parent, I tell my kid, because your kid doesn't take your words seriously. Start. When we give for it, when we bring it for it, our words have power. The words come with tremendous power behind it. Well, you mean it. Well, you're not just saying this. I could see you mean it. You've showed me. It's a little bit, we could even say I love you to somebody. I hear. But it's proven I'm there. I go out of my way. Somebody does something. Say, I love you. It's like, wow. Those words have tremendous authority behind it because it's been proven. You've put something behind those words. That's what my Rebbe said, pshat, that Mordechai said to Esther. The plan wasn't tell him. She's his wife, so you'll tell your husband you care about your people. What type of plan is that? He wants to destroy, he hates the Jewish people. Now, oh, she cares? The Seder. He said, risk your life. Go in there, and you might die, and that's the only way. If you called in, it won't work. If you called in, Mordechai said, then I have no plan. My plan is go in there with the king and you know that you die for that. And you say, my people. And he's like,
I wish Mordechai would have said that. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Saying go in is saying this because everybody understood to go into the king is sure death. So he said to her, go in there. That's what my Rebbe said, pshat. I think that's, to me it's not a pshat of yesteryear. It's a pshat like, and I feel better this year. I don't think it's a trick. I don't think it's a trick, like a geschmacka trick, like if you want your words. If you're driving down there as a trick, knock off your tricks. I'm talking that you mean it. If this is something you mean, so you give your life for it. There's not a concept. It's not an idea. I watched when AY came back to yeshiva. I saw him show tremendous respect to different guys. And I sensed that he went and fought for Am Yisrael and got up in the morning and said, I'm defending my people. There's tremendous power behind what is, when you bring in, as you bring it, it adds tremendous power to your words. I actually don't even think it's just Tachashverosh. I suspect as I'm getting older that to Esther herself, those words, she risked her life. You don't come and say just, you think you could save my people? It's not just proving to him. The words themselves that she said were the words of somebody who risked her life. The words, it's not just to him. Those are those are words that can't be written off. She herself, put a power in herself. She risked her life for her people.
For herself.
So then, yeah, it's not just, I'm sure, it's not just, because it's not tricks. It's not a good chap to get him. He said that the way we're going to save the Jewish nation is go in, give up your life for them. Whatever you say then is very different. If you could say it without that, fine, but that's different. That's different words. The words are very different. Those are words that mean something, that are impactful, that are very, very, very powerful words. Amazing, no? Yeah. Yeah, it's an idea. I think it should be a zchus refuah shleima for my Rebbe. I wanted to share this idea with you guys. I find it very, very powerful. I find it very powerful. I think it's relevant to all our lives. I think there are cases, by the way, people clear, their friend is going through something. I have seen guys clear, they have a friend 3 hours away, 8 hours away, and they clear, they call up, and calling up's cool. Calling up's cool. You say, I'm really thinking of it. I hear there's a tremendous power you show up. Show up, your friend. It's not what you say. Don't say anything. I showed up for you. There's a tremendous power. Your friend is going through something. Show up. Back it up. Put something into what you want to say. People, Claire, when they go to an Avil's house, what do I say to my friend? It's not what you say. You're saying everything by your action. I'm here and I care. But you're saying it. You drive a long distance and show up. You're saying something. I have a friend. I had a friend years ago. You didn't have one of the closest friends in my life. He was going through a surgery. He's a friend who has taught me loyalty. He's one of the most loyal friends I've ever seen. And he went a major surgery he had in a hospital in Manhattan. And I had this decision. I have to go to him. There was nothing to say to him. He was in the ICU. You could barely talk. I had a sense. I called the hospital if I can come. They said, absolutely not. So I just went. I just showed up. And I got to see him. And years later, he still remembers that. And I remember that because it's not... I could have called. I could have said. But I wanted to put something behind it. Now, I'm not saying not to call. I got in trouble. A friend of mine was sitting shiva, I loved tremendously. And I wanted to show up. And it didn't work. And I didn't make the call because I kept saying I'm going to come. So make the call, but show up for your friend. Put something behind your words. To call is cool, is cute, is nice, and sometimes all we have is the call, but when you put something behind your words, it's different. It's very, very different. That the point is not what you said, the point is you're there. What you said is not, you're not trying to be the memorable, you're there. You're there and you show up. Put power behind your words. Guys have said to me, guys have asked, there are guys, everybody's in yeshiva now, there are guys who feel they want to come to Waterbury. And a parent is like, no way, I'm not letting. So I've been called by kids, can you convince my parents? Can you tell my parents? And the answer is no. I'm not convincing. I don't like being convincing. I get insulted when somebody said you're a good salesperson. No, there's no such thing. A kid, I'm a parent myself. I know what this means. Kids ask for many, many things. I always tell a guy who talks about coming to yeshiva, I always say, I always ask guys to come down. At the point a guy holds that this is my ruchnius. Now, if he wants to come, he has no idea he wants to come. It's fun. It's a party. I don't know. So then, of course, he can't convince his parents. Parents love their kid, but I want to come. I love it. I hear. If a guy believes, and I have seen this by parents who had no inclination to let their kid come, but the guy senses, I will steig here. I will grow, I need this. And I will become closer to Hashem. He looks in his parents' face, the words are different. He believes something. It's not the same words. It's not like a trick. It's not like a trick. She goes in and then it's like powerful to him. I want to say that the younger version of me, Menachem, didn't understand my Rebbe. I thought it was a trick. The new version of me, because I'm learned from you guys, I understand my Rebbe more. Shimmy, it's not a cool trick. If you go far, drive to that guy in Lakewood, it's not the vert. I don't drive so it does it to him. I need to feel it. By the way, if you could feel that way over the phone, it will be powerful and he'll listen too.
Right.
If you could do it, if you could, actions have a massive impact on us. When Esther spoke to him from the vantage of a Yid who put their lives on the line, her words are like, whoa. If somebody, I guarantee the same guys, I asked my parents, they said no. You weren't there. You didn't even know what you were asking for. If you sensed this is something that will cause me to steig and you ask it with that truth, with that sense, nobody like pats you on that and says, oh, you're so cute. That's lachan. Nobody responds like that, Yisrael. Now, sometimes we have to do an action that brings us to that place. So it's not about a trick to get there. It's not like that. It's about a deep acquisition. She risked her life for her people. She looked him in the face and said, save my people, don't touch him. He's like, please. And he saved Klal Yisrael. Isn't that amazing, my Rebbe? That word is, what do you say, Yisrael?
What was his response? What was Achazer's response then? What did he respond to her?
When she said that?
Yeah.
He ends up, he says, who's doing this to you? And he ends up killing Haman.
When was the Avera? Oh.
He ends up killing Haman.
So that's a separate one. Fine.
I'm just saying, oh, did he do that? We don't know. That's Rav Ezio. Because I always say that she became us, sir. Rav Ezio said, you don't know.
When did he tell her of Mio David? Like when did he say those before, words?
When they had a discussion, should she go in or not? He said maybe. He said Mio David, where's Kazayis again? You heard this word? It's... Chevra, the guy traveled 3 hours to tell us this. Listen. Whatever you feel, as it.
The whole conversation, not just Esther speaking, not just Esther speaking, not Hashem. Everything's Hashem. His game is that she's going to Hashem. Speaking to Hashem. The trick was for like I really care. Like
the guy.
Right.
Yehuda said that the Gras says in the Megillah, whenever you're talking to the Melech, you're talking to Hashem as well. And Yehuda said that her zchus to save the people was, I'll give up my life for the people. That itself was the zchus to save Klal Yisrael. So if she waits when the Melech calls me, part of the zchus was get in there, risk your life, and Hashem will see, care for the people. It's a good point, Yehuda. Very good point, Yehuda. Very, 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 very cool. Very cool. I want to sing a La Yehudim to that chat. It's a Bar Mitzvah. Yehudim, La Yehudim. I want to tell the guys a little scheduling that tomorrow the 11th grade of the Yeshiva TABC is coming. I'd like to ask the Chevra that since Simchas Torah, I feel strongly that a big job of our nation is to bond better and to unite. And I've been trying to run around with the chevra, bringing people together. And I'm very, very besimcha that a yeshiva, the 11th grade of TABC, is coming tomorrow. I'm asking the chevra to join. I'm going to ask my son Manny to share Dvar Torah when they come on Purim. To share, I'm asking Manny. It's not so fair. He's not feeling well, and I'm being unfair. But I'm asking Menachem Fetchayach if you could share with the chevra. I'm asking, the plan tomorrow is they're coming around 11:30. We'll update the exact time. What I'd like to do is ask Shlaima to sing for the chevra. I want to sing tzazamen together with the chevra. We'll learn together, sing together. We're going to then have a big feast together. I'd like to come up with a suda, something to serve. I'm going to try to order food. But I want to eat together, party together, geschmack. Then we're going to have a varsity game that we're going to play TABC's varsity. They're the fifth-ranked school in the country. And we'll have in our gym a varsity game against TABC.
This is in the morning, early afternoon.
The game should be around 1. So if I'm scheduling, the way I'm thinking about it, if everybody could join though, around 11:30, Shlaima sings, speaks, Manny speaks and sings, they'll both sing and speak, I'll share some divrit, I won't be singing tomorrow. So,
are they not going to have the full team, because they don't have the
12 players? The team is juniors this year, they have one season started. I'm going to find out exact. Ichmein, they're coming at 11. At around, what? All the Rebbeim, I want all the Rebbeim, we're going to sit around in a nice circle, Ba'achnas. Then, if somebody prepares a good joke, it'll be appreciated. I want the key is tzazamen, is together. So we're going to, at 11, give exact times. At around, we're going to do that for an hour. At around 12:15, we have a party together. 1 o'clock, the varsity game in the gym. We're trying to convince Heikel to stay. I see if we can. 1 o'clock is the spiel, and then 2:30, the pashtas have to leave. Well, I'm going to announce it because we have to see. It's Aryeh Barnett's wedding. Anybody who could go should. He's a guy who for years sang for the whole yeshiva and lifted up the chevra. He gave his koiches for us. Akaras atayv pashut. If you can go, so you can go. And if you can't, you can't. But Lemaisa, that's what's going to be in the morning. We'll announce more specific hours. Second Seder, 6 at 5:30 now. 6:30, I'll ask.